This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Nemhauser, filling in for your host, Dr. Kathleen Dooling. Kidney diseases are the ninth leading cause of death in the United States. Early detection is important to treat chronic kidney disease and prevent complications. Nilka Rios Burrows is with CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of maintaining healthy kidneys. Welcome to the show, Nilka.
Thank you.
Nilka, how many people in the U.S. have kidney disease?
More than one in seven adults aged 20 or older is estimated to have chronic kidney disease. That is, when kidneys are damaged or cannot filter blood as well as healthy kidneys for 3 months or longer.
Is kidney disease more common in any particular sex or age group?
Chronic kidney disease is estimated to be more common in women than in men. However, in those with moderate to severe kidney disease, women are less likely to know they have the condition. Kidney disease is also more common in older age groups, particularly in those aged 70 or older.
What are the risk factors for chronic kidney disease?
Adults with diabetes or high blood pressure or both have a higher risk of developing kidney disease than those without these diseases. The risk of developing kidney disease also increases with age, as diabetes and high blood pressure are more common with older age. Other risk factors include heart disease, obesity, and a family history of kidney disease. If you have diabetes or high blood pressure, or a relative with kidney disease or kidney failure, talk to your doctor about getting tested.
That's good advice. Tell me, what are the most common symptoms of kidney disease?
People may not feel sick or notice any symptoms. In fact, most people with kidney disease are not aware of their condition. When the disease is advanced, people may feel tired all the time or they may have swelling because of the fluids accumulating in their bodies. Once the kidneys fail, you either have to have regular dialysis or a kidney transplant.
Wow. Is there anything people can do to delay or prevent kidney disease?
If you have diabetes or high blood pressure, keep them under control. And remember to get checked regularly. Other things you can do to keep your kidneys healthy are things you can do to lead healthier lives, such as eating a healthier diet, losing weight, and being more physically active. This will help prevent or delay not only kidney disease, but also other chronic conditions such as heart disease and diabetes. When it comes to preventing kidney disease, women can serve as role models for their family, friends, and their community. In March, for National Kidney Month and throughout the year, be a healthy role model for your family and take steps to keep your kidneys healthy.
Where can listeners go to get more information about kidney disease?
Listeners can go to cdc.gov/kidney disease.
Thanks, Nilka. I've been talking today with Nilka Rios Burrows about the importance of preventing kidney disease. Regular checkups can identify the early stages of chronic kidney disease. Early detection is important to manage or treat this condition and avoid serious health consequences. Ask your healthcare provider if you are at increased risk for chronic kidney disease. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Jeffrey Nemhauser for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.